This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. We talk about the bond market here every now and then. Today, a variation of sorts. In the wake of Harvey and Irma, what's known as the catastrophic bond market has been on a wild ride. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath has the what and the why.
When something like a hurricane happens with not tens or hundreds, but thousands of insurance claims all coming in at once, your provider needs a big old pile of cash to cover them. Enter reinsurance.
Reinsurance is insurance for insurance companies.
Robert Hartwig directs the Risk Management Center at the University of South Carolina. He says insurance companies taking out their own insurance was working fine until
Hurricane Andrew shook the industry to its core, and we saw a lot of reinsurance capacity being withdrawn from markets like Florida.
Reinsurance companies saw Florida's risk and politely declined to keep covering it. But all those homeowners still wanted coverage, and their local insurance companies wanted to sell it to them. The result, Hartwig says, was to transfer that insurance risk to the financial markets with a new product, the catastrophe bond.
The cat bond market's about $25 billion outstanding, and about half of the market has some exposure to Florida.
Paul Schultz is CEO of Aon Securities, which helps issue cat bonds. He explains how they work. Investors are betting disaster won't strike a certain area in a usually 1 to 3 year period. If they're right, the bond pays off big, with yields like 8 or 10%. That's drawn a wide array of investors, including pension funds and university endowments. But if they're wrong,
oh, goodness, there's a risk of 100% loss of principal,
says Gary Martucci of S&P Ratings. Irma drove prices for cat bonds down by half at one point. But when the storm turned left, prices mostly recovered. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.